noodles are a staple in Japan. And to make some of those noodles, Japan imports a lot of wheat. And a lot of that wheat comes from Oregon. Until this week, when Japan canceled a major order of American wheat after the United States government found genetically modified grains growing on an Oregon farm. That strain was never approved for sale or consumption, and now many other countries are also taking a second look at U.S. wheat. So what's the broader impact of the Oregon mystery on the U.S. wheat industry as a whole? Well, Jay O'Neill is a senior agricultural economist at the International Grains Program at Kansas State University. He joins us from Manhattan, Kansas. Jay O'Neill, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, let me start first by asking you if we have any update on how this genetically modified wheat that was in development at one time by Monsanto, how it ended up growing on an Oregon field. Do we know any more about that?
No, unfortunately, we don't. I'm afraid that's going to be a longer process to try to track back and figure out where it came from and how it got there.
Okay. I understand that agricultural inspectors have 9 investigators working on this issue right now. But talk to me about the wheat export industry in the United States. First of all, wheat's the largest traded food commodity in the world. The United States is the number one exporter. How big of a role does the particular kind of wheat that was growing in Oregon play in this industry in the U.S.?
Well, it's a very, very concerning incident and something that the wheat industry, particularly vis-a-vis exports, we're very concerned about. We don't anticipate that it's going to stop exports of all wheat. It seems to be affecting mostly soft white wheat, which is grown out in the Pacific Northwest, both Washington State, Oregon, and Idaho. And hopefully it won't spread beyond just the soft white wheat. We're still exporting hard red winter, spring wheat, durum wheat, soft red winter wheats. The other wheats are still moving unimpeded at this time.
Yeah. So I understand that Japan, South Korea, Taiwan, other Asian nations are one of the big importers of this soft white wheat. And I've read that U.S. Deputy Agriculture Secretary Michael Skews is saying, hopefully our trading partners will be very understanding. Japan hasn't been. Do you anticipate other countries to follow suit?
Oh, I think the Japan, Korea, and other countries, the European Union, of course, are going to have a serious concern about this, and they're going to probably take some actions. And we in the U.S. export community are going to have to see what kind of protocols can be developed to alleviate their concerns.
Yeah, have we seen any price fluctuations in the past couple days for this kind of wheat?
We've seen price fluctuations, as we do every day, mostly related to the market in general. We have not seen a major price movement that can be attributed to this event as of yet.
Okay. Well, let's take a look back briefly, if we can, to what happened in the recent past when strains of unapproved genetically engineered rice were discovered in the American harvest. That was back in 2006, and it might sort of give us a little glimpse as to what might take place today. What happened back then?
Well, there were, of course, restrictions on the rice. I'm more familiar, and I think it may be more appropriate to look at the comparison to carnal bunt in wheat, where we've had the U.S. government quarantine certain counties where that was found years ago. Though that was in the state of Arizona, where individual counties were quarantined, and then shipments from other areas were allowed. We've also seen that Starlink or Liberty Link incident in corn, which was an event that another event that relates to something like this. And again, we've had testing and other protocols put in place that prevented it from going for export and yet still allowed exports to continue.
Hmm. And do you have a guess as to how much the ever-growing issue of genetically modified foods and fears of them or concerns of them, not just in Asia but in Europe, how much that has an effect on the U.S. wheat market as a whole? Or is this sort of an isolated incident?
Well, we're very much hoping this is a very isolated and unusual incident. Up until now, because there is no GMO wheat in commercial production in the United States, and the Federal Grain Inspection Service of the USDA has been issuing letters for some years now asserting to that fact. And that has allowed wheat to be moved around the world without any problems, without any impediments.
Some of the wheat, though, I understand, or their genetically modified grains are approved for animal feed and animal consumption. Is that right?
Very, very much so. U.S. soybeans, U.S. corn in particular, are 85 to 95% GMO content in the United States of what we produce, and those go freely for export around the world, with the exception, of course, of the EU and a little bit of food use in Japan and Korea. But largely, there's open markets and pretty darn good acceptance of GMO for feed around the world with those few exceptions.
Yeah. You know, I'm taking a look here, and it says that I'm reading that Oregon's wheat crop is valued at $300 to $500 million annually, depending on yield and price. And the harvest is coming up. Do we have a sense as to what this particular incident, what impact it might have on Oregon's wheat crop this year?
Hopefully, though it's, again, this is significant, given the market conditions this particular year, it may not have all that big an impact financially. And I say that because wheat out on the West Coast is very near feed value right now anyway. It's a bit of an unusual occurrence, but that is the situation. So worst case scenario, if this wheat had to go for feed as opposed to export for food use, you wouldn't really see too much difference in the price value.
Hmm. Well, Jay O'Neill is a senior agricultural economist at Kansas State University. Mr. O'Neill, thank you so much for your time today.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And don't forget, you can drop us a line on anything you hear about the program, whether it's genetically modified foods or international news. Send us a line. Send us your comment at hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.